Sarah's Shoes by Julie C. Donaldson, based on a true story. Be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. James chapter 1, verse 19. Ada looked up at the indoor playground. The multicolored tunnels wound upward toward the ceiling. Ada couldn't wait to jump into the tunnels and slide and climb with the other children. Her sister Sarah couldn't either. She ran toward the playground without taking off her shoes.
"Wait, Sarah," Mom called. "Don't forget to take off your shoes."
Ada and Sarah put their shoes in the shoe cubby, then hurried toward the playground. They played in the tunnels until all the other children had left.
"Girls, time to go,"
Ada heard Mom call. She slid down the slide one last time and ran to the shoe cubby. Ada put on her shoes, but then she noticed that Sarah's shoes weren't in the cubby. Where were they? Her family looked all over the playground, but couldn't find them. Finally, Dad said,
"Somebody must have taken them."
He picked up Sarah and carried her to the car.
"I want my shoes,"
Sarah cried. Ada wanted to cry, too. She couldn't believe someone had stolen Sarah's shoes. She wondered which one of the people there had taken the shoes.
"Maybe it was the girl with pigtails," she said. "Or that girl who pushed me down the slide."
"We don't know who did it, and we need to be careful about accusing others," Mother said. "Heavenly Father wants us to think kind things about other people."
The whole night seemed ruined as they drove home and Ada went to her room. How could she think kind thoughts about the person who stole her sister's shoes? She whispered a prayer and asked Heavenly Father to help her. But she still felt angry inside. She plopped down on her bed with a sigh. She landed on something hard.
Ouch!
It was her favorite pink pony. Ada tossed the pony across the room, and it landed under the dresser. Then she remembered the pony had been lost for a week until she found it at her friend Mary's house. She didn't want to lose it again, so she knelt down and reached under the dresser. Ada pulled out two pink ponies that looked exactly the same. She looked at them in surprise. Her pony had been under the dresser the whole time. She had taken Mary's pony by mistake. Ada felt bad that she had taken Mary's pony by accident. Then she had an idea.
"Mom,"
she called, running to the kitchen.
"I think I know what happened to Sarah's shoes. I bet somebody had shoes just like Sarah's at home, and she thought Sarah's shoes were her shoes, so she took them by mistake. She didn't mean to steal after all."
"What a good thought," Mom said with a smile.
Ada smiled too. The next day, Mom took Sarah to buy new shoes. Ada went with them. They stopped at Mary's so Ada could give back the pony.
"I took this by mistake,"
Ada told her friend.
"I thought it was mine. I'm sorry."
Ada's mom told Mary's mom that they were going to buy shoes for Sarah. Mary's mom went downstairs and came back with two pairs of shoes that looked almost new.
"These are Mary's old shoes that don't fit her anymore," she said. "Why don't you take them for Sarah?"
Sarah laughed and danced in her new shoes. Ada was glad she had found a way to think kindly about the person who took Sarah's shoes. End of the story, Sarah's Shoes.